الحمد لله رب العالمين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If you can hear me, you can type one. الحمد لله. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير. A very, very warm welcome to the wonderful friends, mashallah. And we are going to say together to all each other, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace be upon you and His mercy and His blessings. So if you are excited to be on the online class, you can turn your cameras on, wave like Eunice is and how he's smiling, mashallah. And you can show me the colors and notebooks that you have. You're going to make some nice notes and say some nice du'as. Mashallah, I'm so happy to see you. Yes, assalamu alaikum, Iman and Rahma. If anybody wants to say anything right now, then you can raise your hand and I can ask you if you want to say something. You can raise your hand on the screen. Okay, Tahreem, go ahead. What would you like to say, Tahreem?
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi barakatuh. Tahreem, are you happy that you have class today?
Yes.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Anybody else want to say something? Eunice was smiling for a while. Eunice, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What are you so happy for today?
Yeah. Because of the class.
For the class. And we are so happy to see you, alhamdulillah. And Iman? Yes, Iman?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah barakatuh. What are you happy about today? Are you happy for the class today?
Yes.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And we are going to stay happy and we are going to help spread happiness, inshallah. Ibrahim, you want to say something? Yes? Okay. Amina, how was your last two days? Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How were your last 2 days?
My last 2 days were very nice.
You're very nice. I missed you guys. So I'm happy to see you here. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So how come nobody showing me some colors and nobody showing me the notebooks? Let's see if I can see your colors and your notebooks. And look at that, mashallah. Aisha has something beautiful.
Assalamu alaikum.
Drawn something. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To all of you, mashallah. Excellent. Very good. Beautiful. I love it. I love those colors. Rahma there. And good job. Everybody shows me their things, mashallah. Okay, so wonderful. Are we excited for today? If you're ready to start, then type one. If you're ready to start. Now you know how to type one? Yes, mashallah. Many of you know that. So let's then close our cameras, okay? And we will, inshallah, start. We are going to, you can turn off the camera so you don't get distracted. And mashallah, that is beautiful. Zureza, I like that you're drawing there too. And now what you're going to type in the box is your labbaik with your full name and or your student ID. Okay, MashaAllah, some of you are logged in with your student ID. I'm going to show you how the student ID looks like. Like here, you can see NQ and then K188 and underscore Aisha. So MashaAllah, so proud of you that you have your ID here. Many of the other friends are logged in with their ID right here. So you can see it looks so nice when we are in the classroom and we are in a uniform, right? So you can ask, if you don't know what is this ID, you can ask mommy or you can ask dad. They can tell you. They have gotten that in an email. You can see even I have my ID, right? So alhamdulillah, it makes us look nice when we are with our ID, mashallah. And I am going to mark my labbaik as well. And this is the time we're going to check that why are we here? Are we here just to waste time, or we are here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So we are going to make that intention right now. And I love the May, mashallah, you guys can type so nicely by yourself now. Alhamdulillah. So let me mark. You guys are fast. I'm taking time to type, mashallah. You're so good. Okay, so I marked my labbaik as well. Alhamdulillah. So anybody who has a camera on, you know, let's listen carefully. What did I say? We turn the cameras off, okay? So let's see how fast you can turn them off so that we can all focus, okay? Let's make sure. For some friends, I think I have to do it. Maybe mom and dad set it up and they might be not there. Good. Alhamdulillah, now we can be focused, okay? And JazakAllah khair from all who wrote out their labbaik with their name and ID, alhamdulillah. And the first thing that we're going to do is go read our Quran, right? Alhamdulillah. Why should we read the Quran? Let me see. I'm going to lower everybody's hands. Anybody want to tell me why should I read the Quran? Okay. Aisha, go ahead. Why should I read the Quran?
Why should you read the Quran?
Because Shaitan should go, he should run when he is telling Auzu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
MashaAllah, thank you for that. And Azan? Why should we read Quran?
We should read Quran for guidance.
We should read Quran for guidance. That is so amazing. I'm so proud of this comment. Rahmat.
Rahma.
Yeah, Rahma looks like he has two devices. Okay, go ahead, Rahma. Why should we read Quran? Okay, yeah, that's right. You can sit a little bit far from each other. Because
we could read Quran because Quran is good for you.
Oh, mashallah. I'm so proud of these answers. I wish I can keep on talking to everybody here and asking everybody, but there are a lot of them. And then actually, you know what? Shaitan is going to trick us and we will just end up talking and not reading the Quran. So hold on to your thoughts, okay? And now that everybody has marked their attendance, I'm going to lower your hands. Hold on to your thoughts. And we are going to keep our cameras off so that you can just focus on the screen with the Quran. So number one thing we're going to do is focus. Number two, listen carefully. Okay? When we will recite, then you listen carefully and take notes. So you see, even right now, I love the way some friends are decorating their notebooks with some of the things, putting some stars, a moon. If you have decorated your house for the coming of Ramadan, go ahead and type 1 in the chat box. If you have started decorating your house for Ramadan and you're really excited that even Ramadan is coming, you can type 1. And if you are decorating your notebook, you know, even while we are getting ready, that all friends are ready, you can even decorate your notebooks, right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah. So we are going to first get that person out of here so that he can focus. JazakAllah khair for your giving me your answers. Now I'm going to keep the chat also mute so nobody's going to type anything. You just sit very relaxed and let's focus and recite and take notes. If you have missed anything, then you make sure that you can copy and write it. Okay? So let's say that together. Before we study the Quran, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the bad shaitan. So let's say it together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And you can all say that. And we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's see how you are saying. MashaAllah. And we remember that when we say ta'awuz, then it's like we are taking 100% protection. Now, any other thinking, any other thought, we'll put aside and we'll just become focused, right? And when we say Bismillah, then it brings blessings. So I hope no matter what you are doing, you are saying Bismillah. Okay, and we talked about last time that Fatiha means the opening. Okay, Fatiha means the opening, and we did two verses last time knowing that this is the greatest surah in the Quran, right? So let's say this together. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And you can say it at your end. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Allah, you guys are so good. I love mashallah how you recite. So today, inshallah, we are going to do a brand new verse. That is verse number 3. And we are going to learn about the meaning here. So this is, let's say this together. Maliki yawmiddin. You can try saying it. Maliki yawmiddin. One more time, all of you.
Maliki yawmiddin.
As you're writing, very good, mashallah. Most of you said it very nice. So what is the meaning of Malik? Malik means the owner. Okay? Malik is like the king, somebody who owns something. Right? Like you have your most favorite toy, and once you buy it from the store, you become like the owner of that. It becomes yours. If brother or sister, they want to play with it, they can come ask you that, can I play with this? This is my toy. I got it. So can I play with it? So even though it's like you bought it, but who is the one who gave it to us to begin with? Who do you think gave it to us to begin with? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us anything and everything that we have, and He is the only owner. Eventually, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yawm means day, and this is a special day, and that is ad-deen, the day of judgment. Okay? So what is the day of judgment? The day of judgment is called Yawmuddin. And if you want to draw, let's see if I can show you what's going to happen on the day of judgment. How many of us would like to see what's going to happen? You can type one in the chat box if you know that what's going to happen, right? So it is going to be like a scale on the day of judgment. Very good. Okay, so let's see if you guys can also draw it very nicely. So the day of judgment is, like, on that day, we will all be gathered there together. And on that day, there's going to be like a huge scale. Okay? And on this scale, all on one side, all the good deeds are going to be placed. And on the other side, all the bad deeds are going to be placed. Okay? So let's not keep our video on, okay? So all the good and the bad will be placed on that. So let's see if we can draw all the good with the green color. And let's see, how are you doing? You are going to show me at the end. Not right now. Nobody turns the camera on right now. You just focus with me. And inshallah, at the end, you're going to show me how did you do it. So this is like all the good that you are doing, okay? And then you can draw all the bad. So on this day of judgment, you will have, yeah, let me just make sure that I have this. Yes, okay. So the bad I can draw with a little bit of red. So I hope we have more good deeds and we have less good deeds. Less of the bad deeds. So on that day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be the only owner, and He will decide that who will go to the good place. Let's see if you can type the name of the good place in the text prompt, or if you want to tell me about it, you can. I can ask you also. Zakaria, what do you think is the name of the good place? Go ahead, Zakaria. Yes, Zakaria. Okay, there's some reason your mic is not unmuting. So, Izan, which place is a good place?
Jannat.
Jannat, excellent. So, it's called Jannah, and that will be the good place. And let's see, Azan Abdullah, which one is the bad place?
Jahannam.
Very good. Mashallah, and many a big star for all of you that who are writing so nicely. There's a big star for all of you, okay? 3 stars for you. So, mashallah, you are writing nice. So, I hope you can write that in your notes too. So, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide based on who did good and who did bad and where they're going to end up, okay? So, those who will have more good deeds, they will go to a good place, and those who have bad deeds, they end up with their life doing more bad deeds, they will go to a bad place. Okay, so we all will try our best that on that day we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, and so that we can go to the good place. So mashallah, all of you were raising your hands telling me this good and bad place. But let me ask you, can anybody give me an example of a good deed that we can do? An example of a good deed. Yes, Aisha?
Namaz.
Okay, Prema Salah, excellent. Namaz. Talha and Wasif. Yes, Talha? Okay, you decided not to talk now. Zikra?
Okay.
A good deed? What kind of a good deed we can do to make our scales heavy on the Day of Judgment, on the Yawm al-Deen?
You can be good.
You can be good, as simple as smiling, right? Mashallah, some of you are writing, typing it. You can tell even somebody with you and they can help you type if you don't know. And you can help people who are in need, helping elders, pastors, Jannah. Where do you think playing video games will go into? Which side will playing video games go into? Which do you think? It all depends, like what kind of games those are. So let's ask one of the friends, who is next. Amina? Yes, Amina. You have any example for us for a good deed?
Help your mom if she's sick.
Mashallah, that's so good. And we can help our mom even if she's not sick, right? Alhamdulillah. And Zia, what do you think? Should I be...
Feed the food.
Say it again.
Feed the poor.
Feed the poor. And can I even feed my brother or sister? Help them, serve them something too?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Or I can be like, oh no, you are not poor. I'm not helping you at all. Do you think we can still help them? We can feed them too?
I help my sister.
Awesome. How do you help her?
By playing with her.
By playing with her. Excellent. So if you are playing with your sister, I hope many of you are writing this. So I hope you are writing all these good deeds, you know. And one of my very favorite one is smiling. Can we be smiley people? Can you give a smile right now? Look around and just give a smile. And when you finish the class, just go and smile to each other. Can we all do that? Yes. Alhamdulillah. So reading the Quran, giving charity, there are lots and lots of good deeds that you can do. And also, there's lots and lots of bad deeds that we can end up doing. Now you're going to give me examples of some bad deeds people end up doing. Can you give me some examples? of bad deeds. Let's see. What are some things that people end up doing? Yes, Safiya?
To lie.
Very good. Maryam? Noor Maryam?
To read Quran.
Read Quran will be a good deed or a bad deed?
To not tell the truth.
Not tell the truth. How bad this would be. This is like, again, like lying, right? When you're hiding the truth. And not sharing things. That was so good, Ibrahim, mashallah. And telling lie or hitting anybody, right? And also, like, sometimes shaitan will trick you, but he will make you waste time. And that is also kind of bad when you're, like, wasting time. So should we be wasting time? No, right? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us that we do not waste time and think. Always keep on thinking, what is something good that I can do next? What can I do? Like, after when the class finishes, what can I do next? I can garden something. I can make a card. I can make some Eid Mubarak cards even from now on. So I can do a lot of things. Thank you. You are writing a lot of good deeds, like bad deeds examples there. So shirk and singing songs and fighting and being rude and saying bad words. So you can make a good checklist in your notebook, right? So when you have these options, how am I going to do good or how I am going to stop myself from bad? I need help. I need a lot of help. Because even if I want to do good deeds, sometimes becomes difficult. So once you understand that, you know, it's like difficult, the good deeds are difficult, you have to put an effort. And the bad deed sometimes looks very easy. You can just sit in front of the TV and you can keep on watching and watching and watching, and you can forget about playing with sister. You can forget about helping your brother or sister. You can forget about helping mom and dad. So the bad deeds sometimes become very easy. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us that we can not only pray and do our Quran and all the actions of ibadah very nicely, but we also able to help do good deeds. So let's say this in the next verse and you're all going to recite it together. Are you ready? I hope you have written down your notes for this earlier verse. And now we're going to say together. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You can start writing the meaning that إياك, only you, نعبد, we worship, و, and إياك, only you, نستعين. This means we ask for help. The next time when you're going to recite Surah Fatiha, you are going to try to remember these meanings. So when you stand up and you feeling very weak, or I feel, how can I do things? What am I going to do? You're feeling happy or you're feeling sad. You can ask Allah, oh Allah, only you we worship and only you we ask for help. So we do not worship, let's say we do not worship the games, like the game is going on, I keep on playing the game and I miss my salah or I'm missing what my mom or dad is calling me to. I don't do that, right? I just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I only ask Allah for help. So next time when you need help, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just raise your hand and ask Allah. Even if you are wearing a shoe, and let's say your shoelace got broken. So you can sit there, start crying, or you can start calling out, Mom, Dad, my shoelace is broken. Or the first thing you can do is raise your hands and ask Allah, Allah, my shoelace is broken. Even right now, you're sitting in this classroom and you raise your hand and you're not picked for talking. You're like, your mic is not allowed to be unmute, and the other friends who come ahead of you, then you can ask Allah, Allah, I want to be the first one to raise the hand when I'm asked, right? Or if you're writing something and it's so hard to write all these words, you can ask Allah, Allah, you make it easy for me to write. Okay, so we will remember that inshallah, for doing all the good deeds, we will ask Allah to help us, and for staying away from all the bad deeds, Allah, you help us again. So So sometimes if, let's say, you know, that cookie in the jar, it's really like, oh, nobody's watching. Let me just go and just take it and just eat it, right? And mommy told me not to, but I'll just go and listen to the whispers of this bad guy. Then you ask Allah, Allah, Iyyaka nasta'in, I seek your help so that I can stay away from it. So everybody, we can recite this together, this beautiful verse for today. And today you're going to keep on practicing on these two. Okay, so let's say, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Very good. So inshallah, when I unmute this time, you're going to say the whole Surah Fatiha till here one time, and then we will move on to our next session inshallah and see how much we're going to learn there. Ready? We all going to do this together. Inshallah, it's like so incredible that you're sitting so far apart, but we can feel the energy from each other. And some of you are so good in reciting, mashallah, and all of us are trying our best. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the owner of the Day of Judgment, and only you we worship, and only you we ask for help. So alhamdulillah, the month in which we can do a lot and lots and lots of good deeds is coming upon us. So inshallah, we will learn with Sister Fatima how can we make the most of the good deeds in Ramadan, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي امين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you, dear kids? Voice is low. Okay, can you please check again? Is it okay for all now? Voice is very
low. Yes, yes, it's a Fatma. Now it's good. And I think in the initial it was a little low, but now it's all good. And we're all excited.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khaira. I hope everyone is fine, doing well. MashaAllah, beautiful session in the beginning about doing good deeds. And you know, there is one beautiful month, special month coming up, in which we can do a lot, lots of good deeds and get rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you tell me the name of this month? Who knows? In the last lesson, we also learn about it. There is a special month in the Hijri calendar, which is called as, who knows? Let's see, Ramadan, very good. It's the ninth month in Hijri calendar, which is called as Ramadan. Ramadan is so special. Today, we will learn why it is so special. Are you ready for that? Okay, inshallah, let's start. Ramadan is the 9th month in the Hijri calendar. And you know, the Hijri calendar is about the moon cycle. It's based on the moon cycle. Definitely when there will be Ramadan, we will see a new moon. Very small new moon of Ramadan, inshallah. Now, what kind of month is Ramadan? First thing is really important in this month is about fasting. Ramadan is the month of fasting. What is fasting? Fasting is we do not eat or drink in between dawn till dusk. Yes, before Fajr till sunset. You can try to practicing in this Ramadan fasting, but I know you are not very big enough, so you can try a part of the day, not all the day, just a part of the day. So Ramadan, why is special? Because Ramadan is the month of fasting. We are fasting. Okay, now the second thing coming in this month is Ramadan is the month of Quran. The holy book, yes, very good. It's the month of Quran. Why it is the month of Quran? Because the Jibreel alayhi salam, who was an angel, bring verses to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the first time. Okay, so that's why this month is called as the month of Quran. So what we have to do, read lots of Quran, understand its meaning, as you all doing mashallah in the Quran session. So we have to do more so that we can get more rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the next thing is Ramadan is the month of prayer. See, so many special things. The third thing that is very special about this month is Ramadan is the month of prayer, doing lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your mom and dad, for all the family, for all the Muslims. Do your prayers 5 times a day with your mom and then lots of duas. So Ramadan is the month of praying because we will get more reward than the usual days in this beautiful month. Okay. Ramadan is the month of mercy. This is very important point. It's the month of mercy. It's the month of taking care of others, to look after others, to give love to others. You will not be angry at all and show your good manners. Okay? So Ramadan is the month of mercy. Why? Because we are taking care of others. We are helping others by giving zakat, by giving money to all the needy and poor people. And you know what? The Jannah gates open up in this month. And the doors of hell are closed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know the hell, we do not want to go in there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all the Jannatis. Ameen, inshallah. So in this month, the door of Jannah will be open. And the door of hell will be closed, and the devil will also, that shaitan, the bad guy will also be locked up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a beautiful month, full of mercy, full of love, full of patience, full of sacrifice, full of taking care of others. So alhamdulillah, lots of points we have learned today about this month. I'm going to repeat one more time. It's a revision for us that Ramadan is a month of fasting. Ramadan is the month of Quran, Ramadan is the month of prayer, and Ramadan is the month of mercy. Now let's see what's our duty, okay? It's a month of fasting, so we will all try to do fasting this Ramadan. I know, as I already told you, that you are a little bit small, you cannot do the whole day fasting, so you can do part by part. You are kids, so it's okay. Kids can eat in between the day, so it's okay, you can eat, but you can try doing fasting with your mom and dad. Okay, the next thing, we will read a lot of Quran, lots of we understand its meaning, we do lots of vision, we will learn, memorize it maximum as much we can. The third thing, we will do lots of du'as and lots of prayers. And the last thing, which is very important, that we will help each other, will show good manners, love each other, give money to the needy and poor people. So many good deeds, so that we can get the highest rank, big, big places in Jannah, inshallah, okay? Yes, what did you write down? In ayah, we fast and we pray, we read Quran and be nice, inshallah, very good. It's a whole checklist for us to do in this month. We are all excited, alhamdulillah. So one more thing it's gonna left here is about the activity. We are excited for the Ramadan. We have prepared a checklist for us. Now let's see what can we do in welcoming Ramadan. We can say Ramadan Mubarak, or we can say welcome Ramadan to others when Ramadan will approach. Okay, what we can say? Welcome Ramadan or Ramadan Mubarak to each other, to our friends, to our mom and dad, to our siblings, when you will see the Ramadan moon, okay? And one more thing you can make the flashcards, or you can make welcome Ramadan card, just like that, and you can see on the screen, you can take any kind of paper or any kind of cardboard, whatever you like, You can apply the colors. You can use the crayons. You can use the water paint. You can use the simple paint brushes, anything you want. And you can also use the glitter. It's just a sample to give you an idea. I would really appreciate if you make it and show us in your next class, okay? Inshallah. So it's an activity for you that you all will make a beautiful Ramadan card or a flashcard and show us in your next class, okay? Is that okay to all? What did you say, dear Iman Salman? I made Ramadan wall hanging already, inshallah. Very good. Yes, decoration, anything. You can take help from your mama also or any grown up. You can draw, you can make pictures of the moon or stars and then write down the welcome Ramadan so you can show us in the next class. Okay. Yes, inshallah, next class. So what we have learned today in the Ramadan activity, Ramadan is special month. Ramadan is the month of fasting. Ramadan is the month of Quran. Ramadan is the month of mercy. Ramadan is the month of making lots of dua. And we have also made a checklist for us. Inshallah, we will all work on it. Till then, I will give mic to the sister Divya. We are going towards our next session. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira, my dear. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair wa asanul jaza. Jazakallahu khair, sister Fatima, for the wonderful welcome to Ramadan activity also and all the reminders. So let's see if you want to say something regarding this. You already have a plan in place. You already are just thinking of a plan. Go ahead, raise your hand and let me hear you out. What's your plan? What you're going to do? Okay. Go ahead, Hiba.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to do?
I want to make a Ramadan welcome card.
Okay, mashallah, that's so beautiful. Excellent. Okay, Aisha? And right now you can even show me your notes in the screen also. What have you made? How have you made this page even look so beautiful with the Ramadan reminders? So Aisha, you wanted to say something? No? Okay, if I have this name as user, I don't know who you are. Go ahead. Can you... What do you, would you like to say? I think the name is not showing properly. So I'm not sure.
Amina? Gosh.
Yes, Amina? What are you going to do?
Do a Ramadan card for your mom.
Okay, awesome. That sounds so good. And Aisha? Aisha, what would you like to do? Yeah, I see your notes so nice, mashallah. Excellent. Aisha, you want to tell us something? What are you going to do special this Ramadan? I have Aisha Foster who is talking and Aisha, the other Aisha also looking nice, mashallah.
Yeah. Tell what you want to make.
I want to make the Ramadan card.
Ramadan card.
Ramadan. And I want to stick it in wall.
You want to stick it on the wall?
MashaAllah, that's so amazing. And I love your the way you drew the moon also. The moon and the stars, they look so pretty. So, Izan? Okay, somehow there's some problem with your mic. It doesn't unmute. So, Izan, can you speak?
I want to make a special Ramadan moon.
Awesome. Alhamdulillah. And Shajia?
I want to do Amaz and read Quran. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to fasting.
MashaAllah. So, you know what? I am really enjoying what you're writing. Some of you are telling me you're going to put balloons and lights, Yusuf. That sounds so fun. And then you can do it with the sister also, right? So, alhamdulillah, some of you, I know I met personally, so I know you can work with your sister. I know you have an older sister, right, Yusuf? So you can work with her and you can put balloons and lights. And yeah, you can show your notes on the screen if you want to, okay? So, mashallah, that's so beautiful. So, is there anybody, I'm going to lower the hands because you all are going to tell me the card. Mashallah, I'm really happy to hear that. But right now, hold on and let me ask you first this question, okay? Let me ask you, if anybody has ever fasted in this room, my friends, the little friends. Anybody has fasted like the whole day already? Like from the start to the end without eating or drinking anything? Then you are to be interviewed right now. Let's see. If you have done that, then you raise your hand. Otherwise, you lower your hand. Okay? So, okay. Aisha, you have fasted the whole day? Aisha, can you hear us? Okay, your sound is not coming to us. So I'm going to ask Zoraiz.
I fasted two times when I was 4 years old and 5 years old.
So when you were 4 years old and 5 years old, you fasted for the whole day from Suhoor to Iftar?
Yes.
Yes, without eating anything?
Yes.
Wow, that must be strong. So how was it? Was it a very tough day for you or an easy day for you?
Easy.
Easy? Okay, I love your drawing. That looks so pretty and beautiful. Okay, let's see. Zakaria, what would you like to share?
I fasted before and then I just breathed in.
Say it again.
I fasted before. Uh-huh. But I just broke it because I was so hungry.
Because you were so hungry, right? So how old are you, Zakaria?
6 years old.
You're 6 years old. I'm so proud of you that you even tried, okay? So you can break it up and you can, let's say, you can ask mom, dad, let's be up at the sahur. You can, but be mindful, mom and dad have to eat their sahur as well. So you have to give them time so they can eat properly because they cannot break their fast. So they have to keep the fast for the whole day. So we don't want to disturb them too much at that time, right? But if you want, you can do a breakfast and try for 2-3 hours. How long can you stay without food and count every day and build your stamina, okay? So you can bring your stamina and see how long can I stay without food. Some of you can be 30 minutes, then 1 hour, then 2 hours. And inshallah, once you know why we are doing it, it becomes easy. But I'm going to tell you something interesting. All of you friends, mashallah, out there with your young friends. You know what? If you want to get the reward of fasting, there's a secret I can tell you. How many of us would like to know that secret? Go ahead and type 1 if you're ready for the secret. Okay. All right. You all want to get the rewards, right? We fast so that you can get the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So Rasulullah have told us that somebody who is fasting very patiently, right, with sabr, the reward is similar to somebody who is eating being very grateful. So at your age, you know what you can do? You can eat and you can say, Allah, I am so thankful. Okay, so if you are eating gratefully, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this, the ajr for fasting. And also, another trick I'm going to give you is that when the iftar comes, the iftar time comes, and everybody is ready to open their fast, then you run and you can grab the date for mom and dad, inshallah. Okay, so you can offer them the date, you can offer them the juice. So if you help them open their fast, break their fast, then it will give you a reward as well. Okay, how many of us are happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made life so easy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to starve you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to make it difficult for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to have a very good time. Okay, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Islam, which means a complete way of life. A complete way of life. So let's see who can tell me. Go ahead and you can decorate a page saying Islam. And you can tell me if you know something about Islam, okay? So if somebody asks you, who are you? What will be your answer, right? And even before they ask you, they can look at you and they can tell if you are a Muslim or not. So what are your thoughts about it? Let's discuss and see. Alhamdulillah, I'm also so happy that I'm a Muslim. So what are your thoughts? So Aisha, about Islam. What do you know about Islam? Okay, Inaya?
Being Muslim?
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Yes? And Ibrahim Khan? And some of you are, mashallah, writing this all so beautifully. But, you will say, I am a Muslim. Wow, mashallah. So that is so beautiful, right? So you want to hear a story about this? You know, one time, one of my friends, I know her from some place, like I went to Hajj, and we were sitting next to the Kaaba, and she was telling me her story, how did she become a good Muslim? You know what happened, that one day she had to buy some clothes for her daughter, so she went to the mall. And when she went to the mall, the daughter, you know, took some clothes, and she went into the changing room to try the clothes on. So the mommy said, I was going to sit outside. There was some nice sofa outside there. She said, I'll sit outside and you can change the clothes, okay? Some of you are writing these things. I'm really proud of you. While you're listening, you are even drawing and you're writing, okay? So the mommy said, I'll wait outside and you go ahead. You can try those clothes on. So then when the mommy came towards where the case was for sitting down, she saw a lady sitting there wearing an abaya. How many of us know what is an abaya? Go ahead and type one. And when somebody is wearing an abaya, what does it show? That this person is a, what kind of a person? What kind of a, yes, alhamdulillah, this person is a Muslim, alhamdulillah. So she saw this lady sitting there. So my friend said, I said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The lady sitting smiled at her and she said, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then, you know, the daughter tried the clothes, they made a purchase, they came back home, she served dinner, she did all that needed to happen, and then they went to sleep. Everybody in the house went to sleep. But my friend, she said, you know what, I could not go to sleep. I kept on thinking that why did that lady not say assalamu alaikum to me? And why I had to say assalamu alaikum to her? Okay, so when she saw her, you see this, I'm going to draw it here. So when she saw her with an abaya, she could tell that she's a Muslim. So she was wearing something that doesn't look like a Muslim. She was not dressed up as a Muslim. And she said, when I walk in here, I saw her. She said, my friend, she told her, assalamu alaikum. And then she replied back, which was good. But the whole night she was thinking, why did not she say salam to me? And then she, Allah put in her heart, because you do not even look like a Muslim. How would she even know looking at you that you are a Muslim or not? Because she was not wearing a hijab, she was not wearing an abaya, she was not wearing, clothes with sleeves. So she said, you know, that made me really wonder. So that night she woke up her husband and she said, you know what, I'm a Muslim and I want to look like a Muslim now. And then slowly and gradually she started making changes in her life. And slowly and gradually she started wearing clothes which were full sleeve, the clothing which was covering her more better, and guess what, that she added in her life, like a hijab. And that time we were sitting next to the Kaaba and she was there for Hajj, mashallah, and she was so thankful that Allah put this in her heart. Just by seeing a Muslim and all this event happened, she was able to learn about Islam. Isn't that great? So Islam teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And when Allah is one, we do what Allah tells us to do. We eat what Allah tells us to eat. We do not eat when Allah tells us not to eat, right? That's why mom and dad do not eat when they are fasting. We wear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to wear. And we do not wear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell us to wear. We watch things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to watch. And we do not watch things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow us to watch, right? So Islam basically means when you submit. And when you submit, like this lady who had submitted, right? And she was just sitting very relaxed at that sofa. Somebody just said assalamu alaikum to her and she just said wa alaikum assalam. You become a very relaxed person. And no matter where you are, if you look like a Muslim, you will hear a lot of salam, right? I'm sure you have a lot of interesting stories to tell me too. So before you do that, I hope that you are writing this down, that Islam is the true religion. The correct religion is Islam. And Islam teaches us all the good and noble things of this world and the hereafter. But there's so many people out there, so many people out there who get tricked. How many of you, okay, how many of you know or have heard somebody saying something bad about Islam? Go ahead and type 2 if you have ever heard anybody saying something bad about Islam. Go ahead and type a 2. And type 1 if you've never heard anything bad about Islam. Okay. Many friends have heard and some friends have never heard it. Okay. So I'm going to tell you this, that although Islam is such a good religion, there are a lot of people who get tricked by the bad guy. And they start calling, oh, what is Islam? Who are these Muslims? Right? So they call as Muslims or Muslim, and when they know you, like your neighbors, your teachers, you are the one who is going to teach them, right? Okay, my next question is, you're going to type, how many of us know at least one non-Muslim that you speak with, like somebody that you speak with, like a teacher or a neighbor or somebody? Type 3 if you know at least one neighbor or somebody who is a non-Muslim, you interact with them. And if somebody does not have never met any non-Muslim, then go ahead and type 4. So I'm just taking 3s or 4s right now as an answer. 3, if you know non-Muslims living around you, when you talk to them, it could be your ELA teacher, it could be your kindergarten teacher, it could be your friends in the school. And 4 is if you have never seen anybody Muslim. Okay, those who are typing 4, write the country name that you are in. Okay, those who are typing 4, let's see. And those who are typing 3, write the country name that you are in. Okay, type 3 and then write country, okay? And 4 and the country. Write that number again so that I can see if you are even living there. So I have Pakistan, 3 Qatar, that makes sense to me. Okay, so even in Qatar, you are able to see non-Muslims. 3 UK, very good. 3 in India, yes, there are Hindus over there, yes. That's Pakistan, 3 in Pakistan. Oh, really? You have seen a non-Muslim in Pakistan? Maybe you take some online class, I'm not sure. And 3 in Germany, okay, which means that, yes, you interact. And then in UK, okay, wow. So we all interact with so many people. So can we try to say that today, like, we know that Islam is such a good religion, right? So can we all teach at least one more person? Type yes if we can at least educate one more person. Type yes if you think yes. Okay, so I am going to type here on the screen 2 words, and let's see which one will you write. When people say something bad about Islam, my option number 1 is that I hate them, and my option number 2 is that I educate them. Which one do you think is correct? Should I hate them or should I educate them? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. So we need to educate them. So when you tell them that Islam is a true religion and Muslims are very peace-loving and Muslims are very good people, they take care of each other, then it will be so nice. And again, I need to ask you one question. Will it help just our saying it, or will it help by us doing it? So next time you have a non-Muslim friend and they need help, should we just help them? Or we should say, oh, you're not a Muslim, so I'm not going to help you, right? Which one do you think is fine? So let me go ahead and lower all hands, and let's see if anybody has a sharing of meeting any non-Muslim or any talk that they had with them ever, they can just raise their hand. No mommies are going to raise hand, okay? Just kids, if you have any experience talking to a non-Muslim, you raise your hand. Otherwise, you lower your hand, okay? I'm just going to take maybe 2 sharings, okay? Go ahead, Zaid.
Good deeds.
Yes, Zaid.
Showing a good deeds and good manners.
No, I'm asking, have you worked with a non-Muslim? Have you worked with somebody who does not know Islam?
Yeah, my neighbor.
My neighbor was.
Your neighbor was, right? So should I still help him because he's a creation of Allah, or should I be like, oh no, he's not a Muslim, so I'm not going to help him? What do you think?
You're trying.
We need to still help him, right? Because they are still humans and Allah created them. So Shayan, what do you think?
We need to fast.
we need to fast. But if you have somebody who does not know Islam yet, should I take care of him too? Him or her too? Yes.
Yes,
mashallah. So if you go to a grocery store and you're checking out some food and there's some non-Muslim person there, we should still say good morning, how are you, and you know, help them. Inaya, you want to give any suggestion?
My neighbor?
Mm-hmm. What should we do? As a Muslim, what should I do?
We should have to be nice with them.
Excellent. Very good. We need to be nice with them because they don't know Islam, but they know you, right? They don't know. They have not taken a class like this. They don't know what does it mean to be a Muslim, but they know you, right? So when they see you, that's when they know what Islam is. So let's see, if they ask you a question and they say, okay, what is Islam? Then you are going to tell them, Islam is the religion of all the prophets. And we are Muslim by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. It is written in a very decorative way here. Some of you are decorating your notebooks right now as well. Okay? Some people even relate like this one finger when we say Shahada, that there is no God but Allah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger. So even Isa alayhi salam and all the other prophets who came, they believed in one God. And now the final book that we have is Quran. Okay, so that's what we tell them. Okay, so how do we become a Muslim? Like when you say that I am a Muslim, then how do you become a Muslim? Like ever you wonder, mom, dad, how did I become a Muslim? Right? So everybody who is born in this world comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And when anybody is born, even a baby is born, even if the baby can talk, they will say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Why? Because at that time the baby's heart is really pure and they know that Islam means submission and obedience. So they follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them. And you can also write in your notes that Islam means peace. Okay? And you can become a Muslim in two ways. Either when you're born in a Muslim family. And when you were born, you can today ask mom and dad also, when I was born, who gave azan in my ear? Right? So there's somebody who is given an azan in your ear. And the other way is to say the shahada. When your neighbors, like your friends, somebody they can get to know about Islam, they read about it, just like Allah told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Iqra, read. So when they start reading, they're like, wow, Islam is such a good religion. I want to be a Muslim. So then they say these words, and let's say, I'm going to say them once, and then you all are going to say that. Ready? La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah. So let's say this kalima, everybody together. Alhamdulillah. So you can even when you send your homework, obviously you say it at your pace, but when we are together in the classroom, let's see if you can follow my tone. Okay? So you're going to say it at the same speed I am saying. Let's see how many of us can be good listeners and then good followers. Okay? So I'm going to say it in a slow down tone and you're all going to say it in a slow down tone. Ready? La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah. Most of you did it very nicely. Okay. So let's see how are you going to say this very nicely. I'll go ahead and you can write this, that Alhamdulillah, I am a proud and humble Muslim. And I even wanted to add here that proud does not mean that we don't talk to people or we don't take care of their feelings. No, proud means that we are happy that Allah made us Muslim, but we are helpful Muslims, right? And we like to help anybody who is in need. And I love Islam and I love Allah. Okay, once you have written down, I'm going to say this and you're going to march with me standing next to your screens and we will say this together. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it proudly. And today when you're going to go around in your home, you can be a marching band like that, right? So, so when you are going to your dinner table or you're playing around, you can pretend that you're marching. Let me see who can show me how they are marching. And we're all going to sing this together. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it proudly. You ready to sing along? Yes? Okay. Go ahead. One, two, three. You're going to follow the tone, okay? One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Muslims say it loudly. So we're not like, we're not shy that, oh, I'm a Muslim. Please give me a, you know, is there a corner I can go and pray my salah? No, we are very proud to be Muslims. And when it's time for us to remember Allah, we tell them, you know what, I pray salah. So is there a place I can have where I can pray my salah? And you do it very nicely. Okay, so let's try one more time. Everybody, marching band. You can move your hands. You can move your feet. You can stand up if you can comfortably stand up. And let's do this together. Okay, good job. Muhammad and Noman are ready. Yunus is ready. Let's see. Good job, Zaid. Okay, awesome. Abdurrahman is wearing the Batman. Yes, all of us here. So, yeah, how do you want to say it with me together?
Yeah.
Ready? Let's do it loud. One, two, three. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslim, say it proudly. Let's, your time. Let's see how nice you're going to say it. One, two, three. Awesome. Give yourself a big pat on the back. You did amazing. Good job. One last time. All of us together, okay? When I say one, two, three, then at the same tone, la ilaha illallah, Muslim say it loudly, la ilaha illallah, Muslim say it proudly, one, two, three.
La ilaha illallah, Muslim say it loudly.
No shouting, friends. Shouting will not be fun, right? So if you're saying proudly, then that will not be fun, right? So we are still very humble and we still stay very helpful, alhamdulillah, right? So barakallah fi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us be amazing and great Muslims. So even when somebody sees you, even if they're non-Muslims, they know that you're a Muslim and they can say assalamu alaikum because they know that you're a Muslim, right? Now let's sit very nicely in front of our screen. We have marched so much, we have become hungry. Who is feeling hungry? If you are in my real, like you're sitting in my classroom, I would have loved to make some waffles for you. How many of you like waffles? Go ahead and type one if you like waffles, if I should serve waffles to you or pancakes. Who likes waffles or pancakes with some syrup on top and some strawberries on it? So delicious. Chocolate waffles. Hiba, that'd be so fun. Yeah, I usually make waffles and then the kids add their own chocolate chips. Some of my students, they even add M&Ms on it. And some of them add Skittles on it. It's so much fun. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, one day when we're going to be together, we can even cook that together. So how many of us know how should we eat properly? Do you know how to eat properly? Then type yes and give me some manner that you know that this is how we should be eating. Right? So quickly go ahead on your notes. You can draw a person eating. And you can put your favorite food, okay? And you can try to see what the manners are. Number one, the manner is that you say Bismillah. And when you say Bismillah, then inshallah it will be that you're not going to be eat something wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from eating wrong, right? Have you seen anybody eating something wrong next to you, right next to you, sitting next to you, and they're eating something which Allah told us not to eat? Go ahead and write the name of that food in the box, in the chat box, if you know that there's something that people eat. No, alhamdulillah, it's such a huge blessing if you have not seen it, right? Alhamdulillah, because it becomes, sometimes it can be very tempting. Yes, Noor Maryam, thank you. Ham, pork, they have these ham pizzas and pepperoni pizzas on it, which is not halal, right? So we say Bismillah, and then we eat with our right hand. So let's make our pretend right hand. Let's see if we can grab a chocolate chip cookie right now with our hand. Let's pretend and take it towards our mouth and eat it in a nice way. Small bites. Chew it very nicely, and you make sure when you are done eating, you finish the food. In case your tummy is full, option number one, I should be sneaky and throw away that food. Mom is not gonna find out. Let me go to the trash bin and just throw it away. Nobody's watching me. Option number two, Allah is still watching me. I should not be throwing away. Maybe I can cover and keep it for a little later time. What do you think? MashaAllah, very smart friend. Okay, so two. Awesome. So if the pepperoni is halal, then definitely, Aiza, you can just make sure the ingredients are good, okay? And at the end, what should we say? Alhamdulillah. So let's do pretend. Let's grab this cookie, chocolate chip cookie, yummy, delicious chocolate chip cookie. Just like a cookie monster, really. Should we eat like the cookie monster? Yes or no? No, right? So we should be very delicate. We say Bismillah, then we eat it, we chew it nicely, and then we finish, and then we say Alhamdulillah, Allah, you gave me this food. Should I be eating when I am standing up? Or should I try that I sit down? So I hope you're making that checklist. You will show me your notes, how nicely you are sitting down while you're eating. Okay, and we are not going to blow on our food. Rasulullah told us that we should not blow like air on our food. So if you do like on your food, don't do that. If it's hot, then wait for it. Have a nice conversation. You can stand up and you can march a little while and say La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it proudly. Yes, alhamdulillah, Daniel, but no going and grabbing it right now. We are working with pretend food right now, okay? And you do not blow on the food. And you make sure, like, the ingredients are good for you. So they should be, ingredients should be good for you. And a very easy way to make sure that they're good for you, they're going to be healthy for you, is to check if they're halal, okay? So mom and dad can help you. You can, if you grab anything to eat, you can just check the wrapper, the package. Usually at the backside, there's a lot of details over there. You can read it and you can see if there's anything suspicious. Okay. Anybody have a story of when they were about to eat something and they found out that, oh no, this is not right for me. I need to stay away from this. Go ahead, raise your hand. We can listen from you. If this ever happened to you, you got one of something which was like really favorite for you, you brought it, you're so excited to eat it, and then you found out, oh no, this is not something right. Okay, Azan?
Domino's Pizza, Hindenburg.
Uh-huh, so what happened? You found out this, what was not right?
One day I was going to Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked it, one day I was going to Domino's.
Okay, let's not say the name of the place. You can just tell me, like, you know, there was a pizza place that you were going to. Mm-hmm.
I wanted pepperoni pizza,
mm-hmm.
but that is halal, no. So my uncle got me a cheese pizza instead.
Okay, mashallah, barakallah. Yes, you know what, we see so many books and they make it look so delicious and so nice, and you like that round shape on it as kids, and you see your friends, some of you are in the schools where it's being served. So it was a very wise choice that you just switched it. You know, when we will be in Jannah, you can have whatever you like. It's just a little time like that. Just like a person used to say that this world is like a day and I'm fasting in that day. So I'm really glad that you made a smart choice, right? So you can always see what is an alternative I can take. You know, if you have some place serving something which is not halal, you can look for some vegetarian options over there, right? Yes, Rahma?
Yes, Rahma?
Rahma, there is, I think, two devices interfering with each other, so it's a lot of... Yeah?
Not to eat Snickers because in it, it is pig fat.
So there is something called an enzyme, and some of those enzymes are made from some of the animal fat, right? So that animal fat can be right for us, or you know, you have to check how it's coming. So these are like, I'm so proud of you guys that you are aware of this. And how many of us have written down what are the etiquettes of eating? Go ahead and type one if you wrote down a lot of etiquettes of eating today. And today when you will sit with mom, dad and family and discuss eating, you can talk about what food do we eat and what food we should not eat, right? Some of the things, you know, you can be a, you can become an inventory, like a pantry organizer, or let's say if you can give me a fancy name in your house, you can help with the groceries as well. So you can be a grocery helper and you can see, this one, yes, this is good to go. This one, this is no good health for in this thing for me, right? Like when you see at this picture, do you think it's healthy to drink a lot of juices, of fruit juices? Do you think water is better or should we be drinking a lot of fruit juices which has a lot of sugar in it? Which one do you think? Water or fruit juices? Option one, water. When you're thirsty, or should I grab soda and Coke and 7-Up and juices, right? So you're going to make smart choices. And if let's say it's time for Salah and everybody is calling for it's time for Salah and you all are very hungry, then you can eat first. For example, when the iftar happens, your family can make sure that you help each other, make sure that the iftar is set and ready. Then you can eat first and then you can also pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Okay, or maybe you can eat a date and some water, like, and then you can pray and you feel okay, then you can pray and then come back and sit and relax and eat. You know, it all depends how you want it. But if sometimes some food comes in front of you, which is not, you don't like it, right? This is not what you're doing. Mom cooked some vegetable for you and you are like, ah. So option number one, I have to say, oh, I hate this. That's option one. And option number two is, is there something else I can try, or maybe can I add some ketchup to it and eat it? Which one do you think is a smarter choice? Alhamdulillah. Excellent. So if we ever used to say this before, I hate this, then we are not going to say this anymore. Okay? We are not going to say this anymore. Rasulullah never said this to any food. If he does not like it, he would just not eat it. You all have choices. Sometimes you don't like something. It's okay. But you can skip eating it, but you don't have to say like, oh, this is so bad. Ooh, what is that in your lunchbox? So you don't have to do it like that, okay, anymore, inshallah. And make sure that you wash your hands even before eating and after eating, okay? So how many of us promise that yes, we will inshallah do that? Go ahead and give me a YES in the prompt that yes, we will be smart eaters. And remember, if you are thankful for what you're eating, you get the reward of fasting as well. So during the month of Ramadan, when you're eating, you can get the reward for fasting as well. And if somebody is fasting next to you, just don't try to eat right in front of their face. Although this will get rewards, it's okay. Mommy is sitting next to you, it's okay. Mommy is very strong, right? You have a strong mommy? Yes, alhamdulillah. So we are so thankful for our parents, alhamdulillah. So be a very helpful Muslim. That's your homework. That be very, very helpful. Help your families. Help your mom, dad have very healthy meals. Yes, you can work together. You can put some raisins in the salads, right? Irshad is feeling so happy right now. So Irshad, you know what? You're going to read the homework for us. Can you do that, Irshad?
Huh?
Go ahead. Read the homework for us. What is the homework?
The homework is to be a good Muslim.
Okay. And what about number one and two? What is number one? Can you read that?
What?
Can you see the screen?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that you were maybe too busy watching yourself. It's okay. So who would like to read that for me? Let's see. I see Zakaria so focused. Zakaria, you want to read? Okay. No, Zakaria? No? Are you also busy watching yourself? No? Okay. So can you read this? What's here? What is the first homework? Zakaria? Okay, Azan is ready. Okay, Azan, go ahead, read. Yes, Azan.
Translation. Surah Fatiha, verse 1. Be a helpful Muslim.
MashaAllah. And there's one thing I want to add here is a dua for sleeping that we learned last time. So I hope you can do that, inshallah, and I hope you have a very wonderful, wonderful time with your families, and inshallah, we will see you next class in Tuesday. So jazakallah khair for being very active participants, and don't forget to read your Quran, and one last time, we will say this together, la ilaha illallah, Muslim, say it loudly, la ilaha illallah, Muslim, say it proudly. So if mom or dad have any questions or you have any questions, they can send an email, and inshallah I'll see you in next class. Wal'asr, innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. By time, mankind is in loss except for those who believed, who reminded, who did good deeds, and who reminded each other to be patient, and who reminded each other to for good, for the truth, inshallah. Alright? So, subhana rabbika, rabbil izzati, amma yasifoon, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافي الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير العليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيم الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي المعين المحيي المميت الحي القيوم.